Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And what a nice guy Alex George was, wasn't he? Very conversational. He's been through a lot. Very interesting. Anyway, I really enjoyed that. Connor Pope. Were you in Henry Street?
I've got a big act to follow now, Brenda, don't I?
You do? Oh, well, it doesn't matter. It's only me and you. We'll be fine.
Yeah, no, I spent my morning on Henry Street in Dublin City Centre, just having a look around to see what was going on, because, of course, this is the great retail reopening.
Yeah.
It's actually the third great retail reopening that I've covered over the last 12 months, because first, obviously, there was the opening last summer, and then there was another lockdown, and then retail opened again in December, and then, obviously, there was the 4.5-month, 5-month lockdown, and now retail is opening again. But I have to say, there was a much greater sense of optimism about the place this time round than there was on past occasions, simply because of the fact that people are now fairly confident that the vaccine rollout means that this might be the last time that retail has to shut down as a result of the COVID-19 crisis.
I was hearing it was a little bit calm, not huge numbers. You know, people probably feeling, oh my God, I have to get in and get everything in the one day because it'll all close down again. That probably feeds into that.
Yeah, well, actually, to be fair, I think the government handled it really well, because they allowed a lot of the big retailers, they allowed every retailer to open by appointment last week. And that would have taken the heat out a lot of the demand for places like Penny's and Zara and H&M and Arnott's and Brown Thomas, because people who were desperate to get into those places could make their appointments and go in last week. So when I went into town this morning, like there was no queues outside any of the big shops at 9:30, 10:00. And in fact, there was a lot of sorry looking photographers walking around going, who am I going to take a photograph of? Because there was nothing to do. But then by 11 or 11:30, it had started to pick up a little bit, and there was actually queues outside Penny's and Zara. Now, they weren't anything close to the size of the queues that we saw last June or last December. There was maybe 20 people in the queue. And I think one of the things that people have a lot more confidence about now is that the retailers know what they're doing more than they did this time last year. So and also the shoppers know what they're doing. So the social distancing measures are all being adhered to, the mask wearing is being adhered to, and people are like shopping in a fairly responsible way. So I think that, coupled with the vaccines, has fed kind of that spirit of optimism and hope.
Oh, please God, as they say. You have the scoop on what's happening with the possible flake shortage that could impact on the 99s.
As if 2021 wasn't hard enough, Brenda.
Yeah.
We now discovered that there's a shortage, a chronic, unprecedented shortage of flakes going into the 99s. Now,
I need to lie down.
I'm the same. I spoke to a shop in Salt Hill in Galway. Now, I'm from Galway, so I would have been very familiar with the Bon Bon growing up. An awful lot of your listeners might be familiar with it. It's a lovely little cute shop on the prom, or very close to the prom in Salt Hill. And the shop owner there told me that he'd managed to get a supply of flakes in, but he'd been told that there were shortages. So then I spoke to one of the distributors of flakes, and they said, yeah, they'd never seen anything like it. The demand was really high. And then I spoke to Cadbury. Well, actually, I spoke to Mondelez, which is the company that owns Cadbury's. And they said, yeah, it was down to supply, and it was supply and demand. So the demand for flakes in Ireland was higher than anticipated. And as a result, there was a bit of a shortage, but they were doing whatever they could to make sure that we do have our chocolatey treats to top our cones for the summer months. So, I wouldn't be losing the run of myself just yet. There's still hope that they might be able to retrieve the situation, and we'll have 99s going through the summer.
It's because, one of the things I really enjoy doing is going down to Tremor and sitting on the wall and having a 99. I don't get any kind of sprinkles on it or anything. I just need the flake.
No.
That's all.
Yeah, and actually, one of the things I found out, the 99 has been a staple of the Irish summer and indeed the Irish winter since the 1930s, because it's been you always had to pay a little bit extra for the flake, and it was just like, let's just go for it. That's why the shortage is there. I think people are doing whatever they can to give themselves a tiny little lift and a tiny little treat in the COVID world in which we live. So maybe that's behind the high level of demand. But I didn't realise that the flake is actually made in Egypt now. It used to be made in Dublin. But now it's made in Egypt. Now, I was assured by Cadbury that it's nothing to do with Brexit or anything like that. It's just a supply issue. So as I say, hopefully it'll all be resolved.
Okay, that's good news from Connor Pope. good news. Now, you have been busy solving consumer problems. Pricewatch@rte.ie. I have one here for you, Connor. It says, my partner and I are in our mid-50s and we've had health insurance for some 20 years. We paid $274 per month total for both of us. We're moving to Italy for possibly 1 year. Should we keep our VHI package here? We'll get 3 months EU health insurance card before we leave. But do you think that'll be enough without VHI?
Well, this is actually a very complicated question, and but it has a simple enough answer, and I'm glad to say that. So there's a couple of things that would be at play here. First, one of the ways the Irish health insurance market works is that everyone pays the same. So you have this community rating system. So a 30-year-old pays the same for the same policy as a 70-year-old or a 90-year-old. So there is no, you're not penalised based on your age or even based on your condition. So that's a really good thing. Now, the exception is people who don't take out health insurance until they're over the age of 34. And if you don't take out health insurance until you're 36 or 38, you pay more than you would have if you took it out at 30. And the idea is that they want to encourage younger people to take out health insurance to keep the market solvent. So one of the fears I had was if these people let their health insurance go, well, then they would end up, when they came back to Ireland and took out a policy, they might have to pay more. But they don't have to pay more. So that's one good news. But I spoke to Dermot Good of totalhealthcover.ie, and he's an expert on health insurance. He knows a lot more about it than I do. And he said the big thing that this couple would have to fear if they relinquished their health insurance and just went off to Italy for the year is that when they come back to Ireland and they take out health insurance again, they'll have to endure a waiting period before they're covered for pre-existing conditions.
That's right.
So let's say if you did say, listen, I'm not going to be using my health insurance because I'm going to be in Italy, I'm going to get rid of it. When you come back to Ireland, you're treated as a new customer, and if you have any pre-existing condition, you won't have any cover for 5 years after you take out the policy again. And there would also be a waiting period for new conditions when you took out your new policy, because you wouldn't pay any penalty on the basis that you took it out in your mid-50s, because you'd be given credit for having 20 years of health insurance prior to letting the policy lapse. But you would have to have the waiting periods. So what he suggested, and I think this would be very good advice, is rather than letting the policy lapse, contact the VHI, and that's the provider, and ask for a VHI international policy. Now, that's a policy that's specially designed for people who are overseas for long periods of time. And what it would mean is that, A, you have excellent cover should you fall ill while you're in Italy. Even though, like, the public system there might be good, but you would have excellent private health cover while you were in Italy. But more crucially, when you came back to Ireland, you wouldn't be starting from scratch, and you wouldn't have any waiting periods when you take out a new health insurance policy. Now, it is going to come at a cost, like a €274 a month over 12 months. You're looking at more than €2,500. So it's going to come at a cost, but that's a cost that they're already paying when they're in Ireland. And it would give, if someone was asking me what I would do, I would certainly look at something like that, because you would hate to have a waiting period before you had cover, and you'd be fearful that something might go wrong in that waiting period, in which case you wouldn't have cover. And if having private health insurance is important to you, well, then it is important to keep that continuity going.
And why not go to Italy for a year? Do what you can to get there.
When I read that, I was actually really jealous.
I know, me too.
That somebody would be sloping off to Italy for a year. That just sounds absolutely divine.
And come here, before I let you go, Connor, did you buy anything in the shops, more importantly?
Do you know what? I didn't.
What?
I was a,
what a waste.
Model.
Like, seriously.
A model of restraint.
Not even a pair of socks.
Not even a pair. Actually, I tell a lie. I did buy 3 books for my 3-year-old.
Ah.
I bought 2 Julia Donaldson books and then one book, a compilation book from Mog the Forgetful Cat. Some of your listeners may be familiar with Mog, and some of your listeners may be familiar with The Room on the Broom. So I bought a few books for my child, and that was it.
All right. And as we said before, the bookshops are open. Support your local bookshop.
100%.
You know what, Connor, before I let you go, I had this image on Saturday at about 7 o'clock. I was going to our local shop and I saw the 2 beauticians walking out, and like, they were emptying bins and everything. And I thought, my God, people are working so hard. So for everybody working in shops and beauticians and barbers and everything, you know, go easy on them. They're on their feet all day. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. They deserve all the respect in the world.
All right. Well, listen, it's great to talk to you. Keep up the good work.
Okay, you too, Brenda.
And I presume you'll be back next week with Ray. Bernice Tosh and the Priest Skelton Lutha, Lakiran O'Flaherty.